Time for this week's Cypress Hills Destination Area Piffles Player Profile. I really want to know. Tell me who are you? One of the longest serving members on the team, fullback, tight end, special teams ace, Spencer Moore actually joined me recently to chat back-to-back games and more.
Spencer Moore here on the Piffles Podcast. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Who's your roommate on the road?
Jorgen Hughes.
And what's the most annoying thing about him?
Most annoying thing about Jorgen?
Like, is he a loud snorer?
No, you know what? He's actually a pretty good roommate. I've had a lot of roommates over the years, and I'd say he's actually a pretty good roommate. Last year I had Jeff Hecht, and he was good too. And Jorgen's pretty good. I actually got no complaints, surprisingly.
What's the worst thing that someone's done on a road trip? Like, in the room where you're like, oh man, I just want to relax or do film work or whatever it is.
Probably listening to a Bluetooth speaker full volume. Late at night when I'm trying to just get some sleep.
Now, speaking of music, do you ever get to control the music in the locker room?
No, not really. There's other guys that want to do it. I mean, if someone asked me to do it, I could do it. I usually do that for parties and stuff like that, but I got it's all good.
Now, if you were to control it, what would be the first song that plays?
Ooh, probably right now it'd be Travis Scott, Drake, Sicko Mode.
All right, now you've won a Vanier Cup, you've won a Grey Cup. Outside of the football field, what's been your biggest win?
My biggest win, meeting my fiance. She's actually from Saskatchewan, so meeting her, and you know, we're planning our wedding right now. We're getting married in April. That's probably been my biggest win outside of the field.
Congratulations. You guys just did a trip to Vegas as well, too.
Yeah.
I saw on the bye week.
Yeah.
Any debauchery stories that you're allowed to share that maybe aren't so just PG?
Nothing really too crazy. The only thing is that we got a good deal on the flight and the hotel, but I forgot how expensive Vegas was, so it was cheap to get there, but getting there, or once you're there, it's pretty expensive. But we called it an early honeymoon, so.
There you go. So you get a full day off to yourself, no responsibilities, no football. What is Spencer Moore doing with his time?
Playing video games, probably, yeah.
What are you playing?
I play a lot of NHL, to be honest. When the new Call of Duty comes out, I'm literally looking forward to Red Dead Redemption 2, and then there's a new Fallout game coming out.
So then is hockey your number two sport then?
I never played, but I grew up with all hockey buddies, so I always, my girlfriend's a former hockey player, so I always told her that if I had played hockey, I'd be pro in that too, but who knows, that's just me talking.
What would you play? Would you be goalie? Or
I'd probably be a big puck-moving defenseman.
Yeah. Does the number 80 have any significance to you?
Not really. I mean, I'd say maybe now it does a little bit because my first year I was number 37 for about 10 games, and then someone came in, they wanted that number, and I was happy to give it up because I didn't pick it. But then I took number 80, and when I took number 80, I got some grief from some fans because obviously it was Don Narcisse's number. But then I was able to establish a friendship with Don, and that's something that's kind of carried through throughout the year. So I guess it's pretty cool now, but I was formerly number 88 back in the day.
88? What was that 88 after?
I honestly don't know. I had it in high school and it worked out pretty well. Then I had it at university, and when we won the Vanier Cup, I got it tattooed on my arm as number two, so it's pretty cool.
Outside of football, what makes you happy?
Spending time with family. One of the tough things about living here year-round is that my family is back in Hamilton, but when we do get a chance to go back, it's mostly spent time with family and with friends. I got two nieces that are both under 2 years old, so it's pretty cool to be able to spend some time with them and get them all fired up and then hand them back to my sister.
What's your best hidden talent?
I'm a pretty good karaoke singer.
Yeah? What's your go-to?
Black Street, No Diggity. That's my go-to.
Nice.
Yeah, I've probably sung that 15 or so times.
And finally, what's one thing that Rider fans need to know about you that they might not know already?
Need to know. That's a good question. Maybe that I played guitar for about 5 years back in the day. So I have a guitar hanging up my wall right now. It doesn't get as much use as I'd like, but maybe one day I'll be able to pick it up again.
Were you playing a bunch of rock?
Yeah, classic rock. Yeah. My cousin played, so I kind of got into it. And then I was really into Black Sabbath and stuff like that, and so I had some skill. It wasn't too bad, but I had to stick with football instead.
To get you to grow your hair out and start doing the headbanging again, right?
Oh, it's a big afro. I had a big afro in grade 8 too. It's not a good look.
Ever thought about bringing it back? Oh, you should bring that back.
No, I can't bring that back. I don't know if I still have a fiance if I did.